We have been asking poets to tell us about their summers by reading us poems. And our next writer, Jennifer Chang, was once asked to submit a summertime poem to the New York Times, but it was rejected. They said it was too dark.
I think summer is bleaker than most. It's not the same when you're an adult. You can't play.
And for Chang, there is an edge of guilt to summertime. As a college professor, she feels she should be using her time off from teaching to write, not go to the beach.
I'm personally very hard on myself, and I think that leisure is hard for me to commit to without thinking about all the things I should be doing instead.
And that tension between responsibility and play is captured in Chang's poem, Again a Solstice. Here it is.
Again a Solstice. It is not good to think of everything as a mistake. I asked for bacon in my sandwich, and then I asked for more. Mistake. I told you the truth about my scar. I did not use a knife. I lied about what he did to my faith in loneliness. Both mistakes. That there is always a you. Mistake. Faith in loneliness, my mother proclaimed, is faith in self. My instinct, a poor Polaris. Not a mistake is the blue boredom of a summer lake. Oh, sun, mud, and algae. We swim in glittering murk. I tread, you tread. There are children testing the deep end, shriek and stroke, the lifeguard perilously close to diving. I tried diving once. I dove like a brick. It was a mistake to ask the $30 prophet for a $20 prophecy, a mistake to believe. I was young and broke. I swam in a stolen reservoir then, not even a lake. Her prophecy, from my vagrant exertion, I'll die at 42. Our dog totters across the lake, kicks the ripple. I tread, you tread. What does it even mean to write a poem? It means today I'm correcting my mistakes. It means I don't want to be lonely.
Okay, yeah, dark, but you gotta like a poem that doubles the bacon. That was Jennifer Chang, a professor of English at the George Washington University, reading her poem, Again, a Solstice. Her latest collection of poetry is The History of Anonymity.